changed. I think that's...
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in Quad Jet Music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. catch the wave on the NFI.
You're listening to the number one quartet station in the world, and I'm the old Chatham County country boy. Catch the wave.
For those of you that's about to give up and throw in the towel, don't be weary. I come to encourage you. It's on the way. Your blessing. Even your miracle. It's on the way. Whatever you need. Whatever you're asking for. Don't give up, cause it's on the way. But he shall strengthen my heart in the inside out. Even when my pillow get wet with tears, I'm gonna stand here and wait. Stand here and wait. Is there anybody here wanna wait? Anybody here wanna wait? Anybody here wanna wait? Let me remind you. Let me remind you. Though I walk through the valley of disappointment, of heartbroken, but I'm still gonna wait. I'm still gonna wait. Tears in my eyes. I got to wait. I got to wait. Let me tell y'all why. Just look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, it's on the way. Tell yourself, minister to yourself, it's on the way. Try the
tears
from your weeping
night,
but it's on the way.
That new home. Catch the wave on the NFL.
I stood on the banks of Jordan one day. banks of Jordan just to see.
Sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix. Worldwide Enigma making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Get
the
on the
right. We're gonna take a little trip back down memory lane. Let's see if they remember this.
Someday,
some happy day,
someday, my God's gonna separate the right from the wrong.
Yes, indeed,
someday,
my God is gonna
move all over this land. Nobody but the righteous will be able to stand. My God is gonna separate the right from the wrong.
Coming,
but
the others, he's coming. For the trustee, he's coming. I know, he's coming. As a thief, he's coming. As a robber, what of this day? 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 Oh, I know, yeah.
Jesus is
you. I want to thank
Ah! He loves us. praise God. Now we would serve him and every day we would put our trust and knowing, knowing just what a life in my God can afford. Without a doubt in my mind, oh, I tell you that I sure do. Oh, I really love the Lord. Oh, if only we could love Jesus half as much as he loves us. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful? We would serve him. And every day we sure would put our trust. Oh, yes, we would. Oh, and knowing, knowing just what a good life in my God can afford. Without a doubt in my mind, oh, I tell you that I sure do. I really love the Lord. Whoa, if only we could love him half as much as he loves us. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful? We would serve him. We would serve him. We would serve him. We would serve him. And every day we would put our trust. Oh, yes, we would. And knowing, knowing just what a good life. Oh, I tell you that I sure do. 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 I really love the Lord.
Oh, my brother, can't you see what the
somebody. Brother North broke me, bro. Took my feet out the Motley Marley train.
You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
God is always good by my side. He has always been my guide. When my dreams walk away and turn their backs on me, feels good right by my side. God is always good by my side. He has always been my guide. When my dreams walk away and turn their backs on me, he'll stood right by my side.
forget that day. After the Lord was baptized, you know what? He came up out of the water, went up to meet the devil, took time with the Pope, was set up by Judas, brought up to Pilate, carried up to the cross. Y'all don't hear me. Carried up Calvary Hill, raised up on the cross, and then he got up in my life. I say he got up in my life. I say he got up in my life. You know what? He got all in my hand, and my hand loved you. He got in my feet, and my feet did too. Has anybody asked me about it? Has anybody here asked me about it? You know what I'll tell you. Yeah. I said, look at somebody right now and tell them, say, he did it for me. He did it for me. When I could not
going through in your life, and it's hard for you to do right, but I am here to let you know, keep pushing on, yeah. I know sometimes it may seem so hard, but I wanna let you know that if you trust in Jesus, he'll fix it for you. Thank you. sometimes in this life, it seems like nothing goes right. That's why I'm telling you that he'll fix it for you, yeah. And if you trust and believe, then the brighter day you will surely see. That's why I'm telling you that he'll fix it for you. Yes, he will.
Yeah. Good afternoon and God bless you, and welcome to 30 Minutes Power Prayer. Join us as we touch and agree on one accord, believing God that souls will be saved, set free, and delivered. Feel free to call in at any time during the 30 Minutes Power Prayer at 347-215-8049. That number again, you can call in for your prayer request right now at 347-215-8049. We have ministers standing by to pray with you and pastors, touching and agreeing and believing by faith that you will get your breakthrough. Call now. God's word lets us know that if we believe by faith, all things are possible. Join us right now as we bind, decree, and declare by Jesus Christ, you are healed. Now, let us go into prayer in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. God, we so humbly come before you on this Monday, April the 12th, 2021. For we come in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, giving you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. For Lord, we come knowing that ye are not your own. We are not our own. It was you that made us and not we ourselves. So we humbly submit ourselves before you in the presence of the Almighty God and thanking you, God, for Jesus Christ, who sacrificed his life on Calvary's cross. But today we can shout glory because he lives and his spirit dwells in us. So, Lord, we praise your holy name. We lift up the name of Jesus Christ. We love you, God, for all that you are doing in our life. Those things that we haven't even seen that you are doing right now in our presence. For this is a time that we should all come in unity to pray, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus. And as we touch and agree, God, that we can put on the whole armor, that we can stand against these evil days. For these are perilous times that we face, and people are confused. They are reaching for the quick fix. But they won't seek your face to hear from you. But Lord, we know that when we can hear your voice, you can guide us and lead us into righteousness and purity. Knowing, God, that everything is in your hand. And we can trust you because you never failed us. We have turned our back on you. This nation, this society, been in a place like never before that many are hurting, many are troubled, many are homeless, and many have lost their homes, their jobs, and they are frustrated and need direction. But I believe today, God, as we pray in the name of Jesus, binding, decreeing, and declaring, and speaking in the name of Jesus to touch the hearts of those right now that are hurting, those that are sick in the hospital, those that are lying on their bed of affliction, so wherever they are around the world, that you will heal them. Come against that spirit of anger and bitterness, envy and strife, spirit of murder. We rebuke you, spirit. You have no place upon the people. Loose that young boy, loose that girl right now. I command you now to go back to the pits from where you came from, for the blood of Jesus is against you, spirit. And I command you to come out release them right now in the name of Jesus. I speak to their spirit life. I speak to their mind, body, and soul life. I speak life, God, that they shall come asking, what must I do to be saved? That the bondage has been broken and they shall be set free, free to receive the grace, to receive the deliverance, to receive the healing, to receive that that you have in their life. So God, I thank you right now for life, health, and strength. Lord, I thank you right now for those small things that we sometimes omit. But knowing that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ lives and His Spirit lives in us, we truly can be so grateful and thankful for His grace and His mercy. Oh, have your way, Holy Spirit. Fill our heart with more love like never before. For we know, God, that the greatest gift is love. It starts at home and it spreads abroad. There are so many homes today are broken because of relationship, lack of unity. Daughter against mother, son against father, disobedient to the parents. But God, I pray that the Holy Ghost will fall in the midst of the homes around this nation, that it will cover each and every room in the household, that even that they don't see in the natural, that the Holy Spirit is wavering in each and every room right now. For there is somebody today that's lying on their bed of affliction and they can't walk like they used to walk. They can't get around like they used to get around. They can barely make it from one room to the other. But Holy Spirit, rest upon them right now. God, I pray that you give them a quick awakening to touch their bodies from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, that they shall feel the presence of you in the midst of them today. Father, I speak to their spirit right now. And every attack that the enemy has come to try to cause harm to their body and try to manipulate and play with their mindset to make them think that they can't be healed and delivered, I rebuke that spirit right now and I arrest you, spirit, and send you back to the dry places. No longer shall you rest upon that man. No longer shall you rest upon that woman. I speak life. I speak deliverance. I speak healing upon their body, that it will begin to flow through their bloodstream in every area of their body. That a quick awakening shall fall in the presence of them that haven't been able to walk, that they shall walk. That they shall get up out of that bed and walk. Those have been in a situation where their limbs have not been active like they normally be, and because of arthritis, it is a spirit. We give no place to the enemy. We command you now to dry up. We rebuke the devouring spirit right now and command you now to loose them right now. You've been sitting among them for a long time, but now we call on the Holy Spirit of God right now in the name of Jesus. You have no place upon their body. We cancel every assignment, every attack, and we command you now to come out of them and go back to the pits of hell from where you came from. We speak healing upon their body. We speak life to their spirit, that they shall live and not die. Have your way, Holy Spirit, right now in the presence of the Almighty God. God, show forth your face. Show forth your hand. Show forth your power that we can say in the name of Jesus, get up from that chair. Get up out of that wheelchair right now. You shall walk in the name of Jesus, that by Jesus Christ you are healed right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, loose that man and woman right now, that their legs now will begin to function properly, that every organ on their bodies will begin to function properly, that they shall grow stronger, that they shall receive the strength of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is their strength. And as they receive the strength, that they shall praise you and glorify you and magnify your name, because you're truly worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God, to be praised. As we think of the goodness, your grace and your mercy, as we think of the goodness that you sacrificed your life on the cross for every soul, every man, woman, boy, and girl in this universe. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And as we dwell in the house of the Lord, the Spirit of God dwells on the inside of us. As for we dwell and worship in the house of the Lord, we give you honor. We give you praise. We exalt your holy name this day. Have your way, God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. I pray for every young boy and every child around this universe. Lord, they need protection. They need a covering among them. For many right now are in homes and their parents, they're not covering them because they're not teaching them the way they should go. And they need a covering in their life, that they don't get caught up with society. They don't get caught up with the games, looking for that perfect fix and looking for that empty gap and that empty space that they look for, that they don't get from their father, that they don't get from their mother. But surely, God, I pray today, I pray in the name of Jesus, as we touch and agree upon these young children all over this nation, Lord, cover them. Cover them, Lord, under the blood, that no harm or danger shall come upon them. We rebuke the devourer. Send it back right now, God, in the name of Jesus, from where it came from. I speak life upon the children. I speak life in the name of Jesus, that they are covered and protected under the blood of Jesus Christ. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Anoint them right now. Anoint their minds, God. Anoint their heart and their soul and spirit. Give them a mindset to want to receive and study your word, that when they get old, they won't depart from it, but they shall walk in the presence of you, and they shall go sharing forth the gospel of Jesus Christ. Raise up these young boys. Raise up these young girls to be a sacrifice for your glory. Let them hear what the Spirit has to say, teaching them the gospel, that they shall be in the presence of you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in their mouth, saturate their bodies, cover them, give them that wisdom and knowledge. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow them if they believe. God, I thank you for the faith today. Thank you for the faith that you've given us through Jesus Christ, as he demonstrated the faith that he had in you, God. God, he had faith in you. God, he trusted in you. God, he sacrificed his life for you because of the faith he had and the trust he had in you. He emptied out his heart to trust you and believe in what you had spoken to him. So God, I pray that you will speak to the heart of man and woman today. That same heart and that same trust that Jesus had in you will fall in the midst of these brothers and sisters around this world today. That they will continually trust and believe in you. Not just part of the way, but all the way. And as they speak out of their mouth, life will manifest. And as they trust and believe by faith, faith will increase. Those hearts have been lacking, and those hearts have been slow for, and those heart has been speaking out of their mouth the name of Jesus Christ, confessing with their mouth, but their heart is far from it. I pray for them today too, God. Wherever they are, whoever they may be, that Jesus said, come, all ye that are thirsty, and all ye that hunger after righteousness. Come to Jesus. There's somebody today that's coming to you, Lord, right as I speak. For thou may not see it in the natural, but in the spirit, where the Lord is, there is liberty. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there's restoration. Where the spirit of the Lord, there's healing and deliverance. And somebody's being delivered and somebody's being healed right now. Wherever they are around the world, from the north, south, east, and west, breathe upon them right now. Free them from the bondage of sin. Free them from the bondage of confusion. And every mind altering spirit has attacked their mind. Father, I thank you. Thank you for the blood. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But as I come over the airways, there is a force in the atmosphere. There is a force between good and evil. Lord, I rebuke that spirit of evil thoughts, evil wickedness. I rebuke that spirit of witchcraft. You have no place among the people today, for there are those that are sold out like Jesus was sold out. Jesus was sold out for God. Nail in his hand, nail in his feet, with the thorn on his head, blood dripping down from his forehead. Spit on, pierced in the side. But Jesus stood there because he trusted God. He denied himself for all of us. So today, if thou hast not taken time out to say, God, I thank you. God, we thank you. If I haven't had time today to say, Lord, forgive me for my sins of commission and omission. If I haven't had time to say, Lord, for all of those that I've done wrong, God, forgive me. Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me, that I can love my husband as thou hast taught me to love thy husband. If I haven't loved my wife the way the Lord has taught me to love my wife, I can love my wife. Let the unity come. Let the unity fall in the home. And every trick that the enemy has come to try to cause separation among the marriages around this nation, we rebuke you, Spirit. God has sent forth this bond of unity to come together in unity, for better or for worse, and for rich or for poor, that nothing shall cause their marriage to be separated because they are covered under the blood of Jesus. We rebuke every trickery that the enemy tries to come in, every crack that the enemy tries to come and set among their home. We bind that spirit and command it now to go back to the pits of hell from where it came from. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Lord. Send forth your angels to protect them. Send forth your angels in the midnight hours. And as they cover their household, as they watch over them to protect them from the wiles of the enemy, that nothing shall separate them from the love of God. Let the love of God be in the household, that when they speak out of their mouth, as for me in my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So Lord, let them serve you with gladness today. Let them come before your presence with singing. Let them magnify your name, whether it be in praise, whether it be in a dance, whether it be in speaking in tongues as the Spirit give utterance. Let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. I pray for that family right now that lost their loved one. Surely there are dates and times that come back in your memory for that close one that you lost in your family. But the love of memories and in your heart, it's still there. For they have separated themselves from you in the natural man. But you shall see them again in the spirit man. And as we worship the Lord thou God in spirit and in truth, thank you, God, for your presence of your spirit. For we have a right to praise you. For you have shown us. You have shared with us. You've given us the instruction on how to live. Live a godly life. Live a life of righteousness. And when man comes to try to distract us and try to believe a lie than the truth, God, give us a discerning spirit to know the Spirit by the Spirit. Then when we know the Spirit by the Spirit, we will understand that the Comforter will come and it will bring all things back to our remembrance whatsoever ye have need of. So today, refreshing the minds of the people to remind them that Jesus said that where I go, that ye may go also. That in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. God, we thank you for the mansion that you have already stored for us. If we believe. So let us continually believe. Let us continually walk by faith and not by sight. For there are many today that are blind in the natural. But God, even though there are those that are blind in the natural, God, you've given them an insight that they have made a contact of an understanding and a relationship in the spirit of you, God. That they understand and they can see in the spirit realm. And for those that are blinded in the natural, for they can't see you in the spirit. For we know, God, that you are spirit, and they that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. So, God, we thank you for your spirit today. Lord, there are so many things that are going on in the world. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And so many times we get deceived and get distracted because we've caught up in the material things in life. We got caught up in the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, that we forget about our soul and our spirit. But Lord, I pray right now that the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God will fall in the presence of that man and woman right now under the sound of my voice, that it will be like the day of Pentecost, that they were all on one accord. And when they began to come on one accord, and so those of you right now that are on one accord, that are interceding and praying for that young boy or young girl right now, that's in a correctional center, and they are believing to be set free from that correctional center, that prison, wherever they are, for something they did not do. And for those that have came to Christ and accepted him as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and have repented. For we know, God, that you have no respect of a person. And I pray that you will give them another opportunity and a chance to walk back into prison with their family or their child, their parents, and embrace them with love and showing them that God is in their life today. That they have made that relationship and that bond in a place that they never experienced before, because they were separated from this side of life. That now they have had God's attention to walk into righteousness. So, Father, we thank you for those right now that have been steadfast and unmovable, abiding in your word. Saturate their hands and touch them right now in every area of their body. Give them that special anointing that even in the presence of their enemies, that you'll make them their footstool. I rebuke you now, Satan. Take your hands off of them. You have no place. Come out among them and be separated back to the dry places from where you came from. I speak life in the name of Jesus Christ, that they shall live and not die, that they are the head and not the tail, that they shall be more than the way they went in and when they come out, that many will see that it was the hand of God and not man. Thank you, God, for delivering them today, that they shall continually walk by faith they shall continually believe in their heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. For this is the day that you have made. We're going to rejoice, be glad in it. So Father, I pray for that mother. Pray for that father. They are at an age that the doctor said they wouldn't be living today due to their health and what the doctors had spoken. But we speak life to their spirit today, that they shall be set free and delivered in the name of Jesus. We speak life to their spirit. We speak healing to their body. Fill them right now with a fresh anointing to give them the strength that they need and the faith that they need to continually go forward for the glory of God, testifying and sharing the goodness of Jesus Christ, that they shall be an example for the glory of God. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray for every pastor all over this nation, those that are standing on the wall for righteousness, those that are not compromising but standing on the truth, sharing the truth, walking by the truth, reaching out to the souls of man and woman. Give them a word, a rhema word, this day and time, that every spirit that is not of God right now in the name of Jesus will be exposed in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you now, spirit. We send forth the Holy Ghost. I said it in a bow shot. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Expose it right now. In every corner where it tries to hide, in the north, the south, the east, and the west, we expose you now, spirit. You have no place in the midst of the men and women of God that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Loose them right now. Set them free. I speak to their spirit. We counsel every assignment and every attack that tries to come in and separate the church. We rebuke you now, Satan. You have no place, for the Holy Spirit rests among the sanctuary. And the word of truth shall come out of the mouth of the pastors. So now, Father, we thank you for that man and woman of faith. We thank you, God, for those that are believing today and believers, that they shall walk by faith and not by sight. I give you all the praise. Give you the glory, God. For you alone is worthy. We thank you. We praise you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 For there's somebody right now. You have a court date set for whatever reason. And you've been so concerned about how things are going to come out and turn out. And it's all been on your mind. But I pray that you will turn it over to Jesus. He will work it out for you. He is the judge. And he will take care of it. Just believe today. Trust in him. Don't allow the enemy to get you distracted to forget who Jesus is. He has all power in his hand. So today, speak out of your mouth life, whoever you are. Speak life out of your mouth that I shall walk out of that situation. I believe God. Speak out of your mouth. I believe God. And as you speak out of your mouth, life will manifest. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. In Jesus' precious name, on this day, April the 12th, 2021. Amen. Amen. Amen.
away. Rolled away. But you see, before we got completely modern, Herbert, we didn't have baby grand piano. Neither did we have organs. We made music with our hands and our feet. Now, you all just let the music go for a minute. And the saints of God, let's sing it the old-fashioned way, will you? Come on. Hat to Kuron, hat to Kuron, where I go, all the life. Churches, we didn't worship in fine buildings like this. Most of our churches started in a lowly existence. As a matter of fact, we started with camp meetings where we had to steal away to praise the Lord. And the first instrument we got in the church was not the organ nor the piano, but some brother got a drum, and he joined in with us. As the land and the my Savior, please have me, my suffering die. Would he be before? Somebody got a tambourine, and it began to be. Hallelujah, for her. Then came the bass fiddle. And then we bought a piano.
And now, let's join Evangelist Janet Wooten with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. We'll be back at the bottom of the hour here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. This is another Turn on the Light broadcast with your host, Evangelist Janet Wooten, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ, one home at a time. We're just thankful to God to be able to come to you once again this Monday from 1 to 1:30 on the NFI radio. We're thankful to God for this station. We're thankful to God for Reverend Thurley Kearney. We're thankful to God for Apostle Barbara Watkins for letting us know about this opportunity and this opportunity being granted unto us. But Jesus told us, he said in Matthew 5:14-16, that ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and he gives a light unto all that are in the house. But most importantly, he let us know to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Glory to God. We're just here to illuminate the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus went on to say in John chapter 9, verse 5, he said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And so after Jesus passed, glory to God, he began to let us know that He left us here to be the light in a world filled with darkness. And so we're just thankful to God today for this opportunity to shine the glorious light on the gospel of Jesus Christ. That somebody may see the light and come towards the light. Glory be to God in the name of Jesus. Our word today is a continuation from last Monday. Glory to God. Where we talked to you about let old acquaintances be forgotten. In other words, let it go. But on this second part, and it's a word that's been hovering in the air, because God knows how to speak to his people. God will let you know just what it is that he requires of you, what it is that you need to do in order to live a glorious life of victory in Jesus Christ that he has granted unto us through his son. And this word has been reverberated in the air everywhere. And as a matter of fact, the Lord brought another part back to this word again on this week and confirmed his word. And that's what I love about God. God will let you know that you're on the right track. And God would also let you know that, you know, warning comes before destruction, warning comes before a fall. And so today, this might be a warning for somebody. And we pray and hope that somebody's heart may be pricked on the day. We pray and hope that somebody will take this word in, that you will open up your heart and receive and grasp the word of God that is able to save your soul. Today, we're going to speak to you from a subject, let all acquaintances be forgot. But the subtopic is, don't go back. Glory to God. Don't go back. Don't you go back into what it is that God brought you out of. Don't go back. We're going to look at the letter that Paul wrote to the Galatians. And we're going to turn to chapter 5, starting at verse 1. Paul told the Galatians, he says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And Paul was writing a letter to his disciple, to the people of Galatians, because a matter had come to Paul, letting them know that there was trouble with the Galatians. And then he picked it up again in verse 7 and said, ye did run well, but who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? And as we just got through saying that problems had arisen in Galatia, Paul presented the gospel of Jesus Christ saying that salvation is by faith in Christ alone. But there rose up some other men that were preaching a different doctrine from what Paul had told the Galatians. And after Paul had preached this word, many of the Galatians, many of the people got saved off of this word. But after Paul left the region, other people came in and started preaching a different doctrine. And they believed that salvation was by faith in Christ, but also in keeping the law. And so then when you think about Galatia, Galatians was a mixture of Christianity and Judaism, Christ and Moses, grace and the law. That's how these people have presented the gospel again to the Galatians, but only they wanted to put stipulations on them. They want to bind them up again with the Mosaic law in which Jesus Christ had made us free from. Glory to God. And the word today is don't go back. Hallelujah. The Galatians were known to be people that were restless. They were warlike and changeable, meaning that they were easily swayed in one way or the other. Glory to God. And when we think about the word yoke, yoke is like a burden of rigorous demands of the law, and that's what this yoke was that Paul was telling them not to go back into. Glory to God. Because John 8 and 32 lets us know that whom the Son set free, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And we know that whom the Son set free is free indeed. And on today, we're trying to let somebody know, don't you go back. Let those old acquaintances be forgot. Let those old doors stay shut. Let those old friends stay where they are. Let those old situations and circumstances you used to find yourself in that God delivered you out of, let those things stay where they are. But see, one thing about us that when trouble arrives, and sometimes we think that God is not moving fast enough, we think that God has forgotten about us because the enemy loves to deceive us, to make us think that God's word is not true. The number one weapon that he has used on people from the beginning of Bible time up until now is the spirit of deception. He is the master deceiver. Jesus said that Satan was the father of lies, and he was the master of lies. He's good at lying, and he will deception. He uses deception to fool people. He want people to think that God's word is not true. He wants people to think that God is not going to do what he said he's going to do, and that God is not real. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we're here to let you know today, don't you go back in those things that God has brought you out of. Glory to God. The Bible lets us know, even in Galatians 4 and 9, that but now, Paul said here, but now after you have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to walk and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? Why would you want to go back into bondage? Why would you want to go back into a situation that was so bad that nobody but God could get you out of? Bondage could be in a bad relationship. Bondage could be after God made a way for you to get out of debt, you turn around and go back into debt again. Like many people have done for Christians, they went into debt in order trying to please people that they hardly don't see during the year, they hardly ever don't even speak to during the year. And here it is where some people were banking on they were going to get their tax money to pay their Christmas bill down. But look at what has happened now. You're not going to be able to get a tax refund until God can tell when. You know, that's how come you cannot afford to get yourself back into situations that God has brought you out of. And I'm not here to knock anything that anybody do. But glory be to God. But God lets us know. He sends us warnings before things happen. Glory to God. He lets us know things before they happen. There's nothing that's going on in the earth right now that God has not already revealed to his prophets. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So while you're trying to talk about their false prophets, yeah, there are some. But everybody is not lying. Every prophet is not lying, not proper lying. Every prophet is not telling something wrong. God has got some people that are sincere and committed to the work of the cross. That's committed to God. That God can trust with his word. He has put his word in their mouth. And they are speaking truth to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're talking about don't you go back. Don't you go back and get in that situation again. Glory to God. It might be in an old neighborhood where you want to keep hanging around in. It might be around some people that keep telling you the same old thing, that love to gossip, that love to keep a bunch of stuff stirred up. Glory to God. It might be you say, well, let me go back and get this old job back that I used to have. Let me go back and work this old part-time job. God said, don't you go back and get back into that yoke of bondage again. Don't go back and get into anything that's going to bind you up, that's going to put you back in the state that you were before. Glory to God. That's how the children of Israel was in the book of Numbers, chapter 14. Verses, and when after they received the evil report of the 10 spies, the children of Israel got upset, and they began to fuss and complain and murmur against Moses and Joshua and Caleb. Because Joshua and Caleb brought back a good report. They were the only two out of the 12 that had confidence and faith and belief in God that they could go into the promised land regardless of what it looked like, regardless of the giants that were there, regardless of how the people might look big. Glory be to God. They trusted in their God. They know that God could take them in, that God would fight for them, that God was going to sustain them. Oh, glory to God. But the Bible says in Numbers 14, starting at verse 3 and 4, that the children of Israel got so discombobulated that they said, were it not better for us to return back into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return back into Egypt. And it's a dangerous thing for you to go back into the situation that God brought you out of. Because, you know, it's just like you playing chicken. It's just like you go lay down in the road. And you think a car is coming, and you lay down there, and almost before the car gets to you, you get up out of the way so you won't get run over. But you know, you can't keep right on playing chicken, because sooner or later, you're going to get hit by a car. It's just like the boy that cried wolf. He kept crying wolf, and every time somebody go to rescue him, they could not find a wolf. But when he really got in trouble, and he needed somebody to help him, that when he cried wolf, nobody came to his rescue. You can't keep right on going back into the situation that God brought you out of. Because sooner or later, every time that you go back into those situations, glory to God, you come out worse than you went in before. The Bible lets us know in Matthew 12, starting at verse 43, it said, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and find us none. Then he said, I will return into my house from which I came out. And when he has come, he found it empty, swept, and garnished. Then he goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Glory be to God. It lets us know that when you go back into a situation or when you have been delivered from a spirit, you got delivered. Glory to God, and you're not filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And that spirit returns back and don't find the Holy Spirit in you, that it'll make you worse than you were before. When you go back into situations, it's like God may have brought you out of debt. And then you go back and get in debt, it might take a longer time for you to get out again. You might get in so badly that you might lose everything that you have. That's why you got to be careful how you turn around and go back into something that God brought you out of. That relationship, glory to God. Oh, my God, Shaka. God brought you out of it. But then you turn around and you get right back into the same relationship. Yeah, the words are sweet. Yeah, they're going to do good in the beginning. Yeah, they're going to do everything that you want them to do because they're trying to win you back over. But once they win you back over and they see that they've got you, that's when they start turning back into their old ways. Because people cannot change by themselves. You cannot change without God. Transformation comes from hearing the word of God over and over again. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And you got to be able to look in the Bible and see that you need change. See that you need help. See that you know that only God can help you. See that you are a sinner and repent of your sins and accept the finished work of the cross. Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, is the only one that can get you out of what you're in. People cannot change by themselves. You couldn't change by your own self. So when that person come back to you and you take them back again, there is no telling what may happen, what subject may happen. And you can't get mad with God, saying, God let me down. God has forgotten about me. God has forsaken me. When God brought you out and told you to go back and get into that mess again. Honorable fact. We're talking about you let those old acquaintances be forgotten. Mama won't shake it up my fear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't you go back. Don't you go back and get into that situation again. Don't you go back and get in that mess again. Glory, that stuff that God brought you out of. And then there's some things that it wasn't necessary, it got bad. But your love for God began to grow more and more. And God pulled you out of it. And then you turn around and you want to go back into it. Because it looked like it's fun. Because it looked like everybody is doing it. The enemy will make you think, ain't no harm in it. Just one more time. Ain't nobody going to know. It's going to be all right. And you let the enemy fool you. Because I told you he was the master deceptor. He's the master of deception. He's the master liar. The enemy does not like you. Some people say, I've heard a lot of saved people say, you've heard me say this before. They say, the devil don't like me. Well, guess what? The devil never likes you. He just don't fool with you when he got you. But that's why you cannot go back. You can't play around with the devil. Because sooner or later, you're going to get burned. You play with fire, you get burned. And if you play around with the devil is going to kill you. The devil knows that his time is short. It's getting shorter and shorter. And whether you want to believe it or not, Christ is soon to come back. There are so many things that are happening in the world today that you cannot even think for one second that there's not a chance that this world is coming to an end. Because everything that could possibly happen is happening. And Jesus is soon to come back. So Satan knows that his time is almost up. So his main objective is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Meaning, if the devil can kill you, he's going to do it. And people might be saying, oh, look at trying to you trying to scare somebody. I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm telling you the truth. If the devil can kill you, he's going to do it. The first chance he gets, if you open the door to him, he's going to come in. The enemy can only have access that you give him. If you give him access, he's going to come in. And once he come in, he stays in. It's hard to get him back out. And if God has already delivered you one time, if God has already brought you out and made things better for you, why would you turn around and go back into it? And I know somebody might be saying that, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know. It looked like I had it better when I was back out there in the world. It looked like I had it better when I was back with such and such. It looked like it was better when I was doing this, that, and the other. It may look like it's better, but looks can be deceiving. That's why the Bible tells us that we walk by faith and not by sight. We can't go by what we look at. We can't go by what we see, because it will fool you every time. Perception is a funny thing. You can show one person, show different people the same glass of water, and they can get a different opinion over how they see the glass half full, half empty. It'll be different ways that people see a thing. So perception can fool you. That's why you have to walk by faith. You got to walk by what you know. And that's the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, leading you and guiding you. Glory to God. Hebrews 6:4-6 lets us know, for it should be impossible for those who were once enlightened, meaning once you have tasted of the gospel of Jesus Christ, once the scales have been removed from your eyes, once you can see clearly, now you can see through the eyes of the Lord, that once you have been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, then they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Every time we turn around and we go back and we see it, every time we turn around, we go back into what God has brought us out of, what God has delivered us from through his Son, Christ Jesus. We crucify Jesus all over again. We put him back on the cross all over again. We bring the word of God, and we bring shame to the church. It's like when people don't realize what it is that you do. When you sin, your sin don't only just hurt you. Some people say, well, if I'm doing something other, it's my business. It's only going to affect me. That's not true. When you go back and get into sin and you're sinning all over again, it affects everybody around you, everybody that's connected to you, people you've been praying for. And most of all, it brings God to an open shame. It makes it look like your God cannot take care of you. It makes it look like your God could not sustain you, could not help you. He didn't bring you out of anything, that your God is not real. When you turn around and you go back to doing the same old thing that God that brought you, that God brought you out of. That's how it was with the children of Israel. And every time that God wanted to kill them because that they were disobedient to him, Moses would intercede on behalf of them. Moses said, if you do this, they're going to say you brought the children of Israel out, but you could take them into the promised land. That's how it was with Abraham interceded for the Sodom and Gomorrah. Because Abraham did not want Lot to get killed. Lot was down there. Lot was his nephew. He said, if you find 50 good, you're going to destroy the whole city. They were going to destroy everything in the city. He said, but if you find 50 good, or you find 20, or you find 10 good, are you going to destroy them too? And God said, no. So you have people that's interceding on your behalf, my noble shah. You got people that's praying for you. You got people that's undergirding you in prayer. People that let you know that you can call them. Everybody don't put your business out in the street. There are some people that are sincere about God. They are sincere about their salvation and the work that God has called them to do. And when you find yourself being tempted, you find yourself being weak, that's when you need to pick up the phone and call somebody or cry out to your heavenly Father. But whatever you do, don't you go back. The 12 disciples, after the crucifixion of Jesus and John in the Gospel of John, the 12 disciples, Peter stood up and said, I'm going to go fishing. See, that's something that he knew to do. He turned around and went back to what he knew, because they were all distraught. They were all afraid because their leader had gotten killed. But he went back to what he knew. So I'm so glad that Jesus don't leave you the way that you are. That God won't leave you the way that you are. He won't leave you in the place where he found you. And Jesus was on the shore. And he yelled and he said, have you got any meat? And when they recognized that it was him, they swam to shore. But Peter jumped off the boat. Glory be to God. And then Jesus began to say, lovest thou me more than these? He said, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. He gave him a charge to keep. And today we're giving you a charge to keep. If you love God, if you're serving the Lord, trust God in the midst of whatever it is that you're going through. Regardless of what's going on around you, have faith in God. Hold on to your most holiest faith. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Trust and believe that the God that brought you out before is the same God that can keep you out. He's the same God that can sustain you. He's the same God that can take care of you. As I put on my Facebook page, I told people last week, the government might be shut down, but heaven is still open. And we're under open heaven. Jesus told the disciples in John 14, he said, you ask anything in my name, I will do it. You can ask anything in my name, I will do it. Glory to God. And the word of God cannot return back void. It has to accomplish what it pleases and proper ways to the underworld. God cannot lie. It will go against his holy character. God is holy. He cannot lie. The same God that brought you out before, he's able to keep you out. He's able to take care of you. He loves you. The Bible says God so loved the world, his creation, that he gave his only begotten son, So whosoever believes will not perish, but have everlasting life. So on today, we want to let you know that as you let those old acquaintances be forgotten, and as you let go of those things from the past, and as you choose not to look back anymore, don't go back either. Every now and then, you might look back and see where the Lord has brought you from, to encourage your heart, to strengthen your mind, but gird up the loins of your mind today. If you look back, don't mess around and go back. Don't you let nothing take you back. As we look at back at Galatians, in this particular chapter, this particular letter that he wrote, there were people trying to take the Galatians back to the old law, trying to take them back to what it is that Jesus had set them free from. But Paul said, glory be to God, to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, in the freedom wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with that yoke of bondage. Don't you get caught up in anything. Don't let nothing tangle you up or tie you up or bind you up under both sides, that you don't continue on forward in the Lord, that you're going to continue on obeying God. End of a fact. Father, we thank you right now, God. We thank you. Oh, my gosh. God, we thank you right now for your word. Your word that you have sent that has healed us. Your word that's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, oh, God. Your word is forever settled in heaven. Your word, God, letting us know not to go back, God. Not to go back into those things that you have brought us out of. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, now you have set us free, oh, God. And whom the sun set free is free indeed. Help us to continue to walk in that liberty, oh God. Help us to stand firm on the promises and on your word, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind every hindering spirit, oh God. We bind all witchcraft, oh God. Father, we bind and let the yoke be destroyed because of the anointing. In the most high time. Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, sever to the root, Lord, every root tear. Shed every demonic door that's been opened in the spirit in the lives of your people, God. In the name of Jesus, ever since back to Adam and Eve, oh God, from their ancestors, oh God, from people that they have had soul ties with, oh God. Let them be disconnected, oh God, from anything that will try to take them back, oh God, from what you brought them from. In the name of Jesus. Father God, let every door be closed in the spirit. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that's allowing the enemy to have access to your people, God, access in their homes, access to their families, access on the job, access to their children, under both. In the name of Jesus, we shed every door in the spirit, and we plead the blood of Jesus, under both, that the blood of the Lamb will cleanse us, that the blood of the Lamb will wash us, that the blood of the Lamb will sanctify us, the blood of the Lamb will speak for us, the blood of the Lamb will fight for us, in the name of Jesus, under both sides. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, oh, God. We're reminded that your words are the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Oh, God, help us to move forward in you, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Let us not be entangled with the yoke of bondage again, oh, God. On the both sides.
Let's remember that you come to heal the broken heart, to set the captives free. In the name of Jesus, Lord, help us to stay free, God. Help us to undergird each and every one with prayer, oh God. Help us to stand in the gap, oh God, for our sisters and our brothers, oh God, that's going through in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let us check on one another. Let us love one another out of a pure heart and mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let our minds be renewed today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us to keep our focus and our mind stayed on thee. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, and you will keep us in perfect peace, oh God, in the midst of the storm, oh God, in the midst of the rain, oh God. When there's trouble on every side, God, we will look to the hill for which come of our help. I'm the most high. For all our help come from you, Lord Jesus. Oh, it's in your name, God, that we have the victory today, oh God. Help us not to look back, oh God, and not go back to those things, oh God, that will cause us harm, God. In the name of Jesus, trip every trap of the enemy, oh God. Father God, let the enemy be exposed right now in the lives of your people, oh God. Reveal what it is that the enemy is trying to do right now, God. And we stand on your word. It says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Reveal what it is that the enemy is trying to take us back to, oh God. Reveal where doors are open in the spirit, oh God. Let those doors be closed right now in the name of Jesus, that the enemy has no more access to us, oh God. Oh God, let somebody heed this warning today, oh God. But the enemy has a trap set, oh God. Don't you go back. Don't you go back now. Don't you go back. You don't belong in there. You don't belong back there. Don't you go back. We're calling to your spirit, man, to come forth. In the name of Jesus. Father, let the people be filled with the Holy Spirit, oh God. Fill up every void with your glory, God. Fill up every void with your word. Fill up every void with you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and we thank you. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. It all belongs to you, God. We belong to you. We are the sheep of your pasture, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we believe. Amen, amen. We're just thankful to God for another opportunity to bring you the Turn on the Light broadcast. You can reach us by correspondence with www.jwooten2285@gmail.com. You can call in for prayer. Call us at 919-324-5797 or 919-709-1886. And you can also find us on our Facebook page. Leave us a message. Write something and let us know that this word, is you're being blessed by this word. We're not here to beat the air, but we're here to carry out the great commission of the gospel of Jesus Christ to all the way around the world by way of radio. God loves you. God bless you. And remember, the word is, don't go back. Galatians 5:1. God bless you is our prayer. Thank you. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We bless your name. We bless your glorious name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Do not go back. Don't get yoked up again. For whom the Son is set free, is free indeed. Don't go back. Jesus, under God. God will give you glory and honor. Hallelujah. It all belongs to you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Honorable Saka. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Honorable Saka.
Thank you, God.
You are catching the wave. We are live here from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world on this wonderful Monday. It's April the 12th, 2021, as we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you far and near so much for catching the wave. We're right at about 10 minutes before the hour of 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on this beautiful day, as we just look outside and just, just capture the beautiness and the blessing that God has allowed us to see, the the flowers begin to bloom and the grass turning green and the trees also turning green. And what a wonderful, wonderful time it is as we observe the greatness and what God has blessed us with. Weather forecast here in the capital city on the outside. Currently, right now, as I speak, it's 74 degrees here in the capital city. Today's highs is expected to get up around 76 degrees. Not going to get too much warmer today. But anyway, we're going to count it all joy. I'm just so grateful as we just look at the beautiness of what Mother Nature gives us, and we are so thankful. We want to thank all our listeners far and near. Those of you that's on our Facebook page, you're welcome to join us right here on our website, Mondays through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can join us on our website at nfiradio.com. That's nfiradio.com. Or on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network. And you can also join us every Friday night on RTN 22. That's Raleigh Television Network 22 at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the top 10 video countdown of the month every Friday night on RTN 22. That's Spectrum TV 22. And on Sundays, you can join us at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on that's the NFI Spectrum TV Channel 24. That's Spectrum TV Channel 24, covering mostly all of North Carolina. If you have Spectrum TV and you live in North Carolina, you can join us every Sunday at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. for the very best in gospel videos and the Word of God. That's right. We have awesome preacher come forth for 15 minutes, giving you 15 minutes of that Word and 45 minutes of the very best in gospel music every Sunday, 5 o'clock p.m. My pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Now, let's do this. These guys are just standing by, and they're going to see if they can try to catch somebody off guard. Let's see if they what they got in the bag. What they trying to pull out their hat today. I'm going to see if I'm going to turn it over to them.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Monica, Sister Monica, please.
Who's calling?
This is Brother Deshaun. I'm calling. Actually, I'm a member at Greater Missionary Baptist Church.
How can I help you?
I'm calling you actually about the offering. Now, did you, I know you paid your tithes, but you also
I pay my tithes every Sunday.
Okay. Now, you paid a love offering as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, this past Sunday, I'm looking at a check that you left us with the bank.
Right, right. I sure did. I wrote a check Sunday.
Okay. Now, the check, ma'am, was $250. Am I correct?
Right, right. I wrote two checks for my tithes and the love offering. Right. I wrote one for $250 for the love offering.
Okay. Now, ma'am, I don't, I know, first of all, how, you know, I didn't ask you, how's your day going? You doing all right?
My day is fine. How about yours?
Oh, I'm like I said, I'm blessed. Now,
but what is this call regarding? Why are you calling me?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but your check that you wrote for $250 actually has bounced.
Wait a minute. You saying my check bounced for $250?
Your check bounced. So what I'm doing is calling you about recouping the $250 as well as, you know, you cost us $30. In bank fees.
Wait a minute now. I wrote two checks. I wrote a check for $100. Did that one bounce?
I don't see to it that one bounced. All I know is the one that the love offering has bounced.
Well, did you put them in at the same time? Because I wrote them at the same time.
They all go in on Monday, ma'am. Now, I didn't put them in at the same time. I've been putting them in for the last 2-3 years. The problem is, why would people write these?
What is your name?
I'm Brother Deshaun.
And you was there this Sunday?
I was there. I don't think it matters when I was there, ma'am. The problem is that I didn't put these checks in, and I don't understand why y'all write these checks to the church.
Wait a minute.
Knowing
what
that
you
they
mean y'all
bump.
Write these checks?
There's a lot of people
my
write
checks are good.
Well, not,
I don't
what,
write bad checks.
Well, why
if
do we,
one clear, why the other one didn't clear?
Maybe you didn't have enough money for both of them to clear.
What did you just say?
Maybe you didn't have enough money in the bank for both of them to clear, and I don't understand why people
I
write these
checks. I got plenty money in the bank. And all my checks clear. I don't write them rubber checks.
Well, you wrote one on Sunday, and that's the problem. How you going to try to give a look?
Wait a minute. I think you got me confused with somebody else. I don't write no bad checks.
You done wrote this?
I'm trying to be nice to you.
I'm trying to be nice to you. When can we expect the $250 plus the $30?
So you, what, $30?
That's the bank fees, ma'am, for the doggone check bouncing.
My check didn't bounce. I'm going to check my bank, and if my check clear, you're going to pay me $30 for calling me, harassing me about a $250 check bounce. I don't
How would you check. Write check? What, you want to sit up in the church? What, you want to sit up in the church and write these big number checks when you know you ain't got it in the bank?
What you say?
I said, why would you write these checks when the money ain't in there?
Let me tell you one thing. I don't write bad checks, and you got a lot of nerves calling me, telling me my check bounced.
Your check is the one that has bounced. And
I'll tell you what you did since you got all the money. And don't call me again.
Call her back, Kat. Call her back.
Hello?
Don't you hang up on me no more. When are we going to get this $250 and this $30?
Who is that you calling you?
Somebody from the church told me I wrote a bad check. I don't write no
check. A bad check?
I didn't write no bad check.
Yes, you
wait
did.
A minute. Why are you calling me? Why the treasurer don't call me at church?
The treasure is
the deacon.
Busy.
I ain't never know the deacon called nobody about no bad check.
The background, who is that?
Never mind who it is. We both go to the same church, and you going to call me to my, I wrote a bad check. You don't you call me no more, and if the check bad, you pay it, okay?
Do pastor know you talking like this?
Do pastor know you calling me? Can you answer that?
Look, when are we going to get this $250? This $280 is what we looking for from you.
I wrote a check for $250.
And
you will not get $280. You put the $30 with it.
You put $250 in there, it bounced. $30 cost us on bank fees. That's $280. When can the church expect their money?
Never. Not no $280. You will never get $280.
You're going to make me
and
come by your...
And my check then... What did you say? I'm going to do what?
You're going to make me come by your house and get this money.
Bring it on. Bring it.
Dress on
Look
this
on
check.
Check.
I got it off the check.
I bet you you'll be limping back.
I'm watching you. You better not be spending no money nowhere. You better not spend nothing till I get this $250 plus $30.
Spend what okay?
No, you
yes,
know what?
I am, and you don't call me no more because my check did not bounce. I don't see how one check went through and the other bounced.
Let me say this to you. We cannot accept you back into the house of the Lord no more until...
What did you say?
You are not... Don't you come in there Sunday until
I'm
we get...
I'm coming up in there Sunday and... I'm going to make sure, because you the person I want to see.
You're going to...
And you know what? I'm going to call the pastor right now and ask him, because I don't believe my check bounced.
Well, let me say this before you call pastor.
No, I'm going to call pastor. No, you should have talked with pastor before you called me with this information.
I got one more thing I need
what
to say
to you.
You
ain't got nothing to say to me. You done upset me. I'm talking about I bounced a check. You should have went to pastor before you called me with this.
I told pastor when I got... But I got one more thing to say before I leave. Is you listening?
What do you got to say to me? What do you have to say now?
You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
What did you say?
Baby,
What did you say?
I say, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend has pranked you.
She just left here flying out the door in a hurry.
Okay. Oh, Lord, baby.
Wait, are you serious?
I'm serious, baby. Serious. Your check has not bounced. Go on into church Sunday and let's...
Wait a minute.
We got a lot to pray
you
for
done
for
call
you.
Me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. But y'all need to stop this. Upset.
Let me ask you one more thing, though, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
NFI Radio Gospel Network.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your radio.
Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase.
Showcase Fellowship Inspire.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight, we as a people will get to the promised land.
Go tell Pharaoh. Yeah, racial injustice, equality. We coming out of this poverty. Get your knees off my neck.